water and scratch resistant, and is free on just a 2-year agreement. Or check out the LG Ignite, loaded with features, which retails at $469. Right now, it's free on a 2-year agreement while supplies last. And if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. So hurry to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky by September 29th. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
First quarter is in the books, and we are ready to start the second one. USA with the ball on the left side of the radio. Beachy in the shotgun hands it off to number 28, Brandon Harper, and with a shoestring tackle nearly broke free, Harper out to the 15-yard line, gain of 2 in doing so. And now it's a 3rd-and-10 situation for the USA Patriots. What's the play call?
I wouldn't be surprised here to see Beachy put the ball in the air. 3rd-and-11, a little too far to probably run the ball unless it's some sort of draw or maybe even a screen pass. But I look for Beachy to take a chance. Maybe even number 88, Dan Rick, gets an attempt here. That's my prediction.
According to the spot, it's actually 3rd-and-11, same formation, shotgun for Beachy. And Bad Axe catches Harper in the backfield. Harper tried to go around the right end, and Bad Axe was there for the loss of 2, now 4th-and-13.
Number 61, Brad Lawton, Slogger, makes the tackle in the backfield.
Bad Axe defense making large strides through this whole season, and now they're in tip-top shape.
Well, we just got done saying their run play probably wasn't going to be their best option. They went with it anyways, lost a yard. Now 4th-and-12, Beachy's going to be forced to be creative here.
10:52 left in the second quarter, no score. USA in the red zone at the 18-yard line of Bad Axe. Beachy on 4th down, going for the pass in the end zone. He has a man open. Can he bring it in? Yes. No word yet. Touchdown, wow. USA. The pass from the 18-yard line to number 88, Dan Rick, the 6'1" senior in the corner of the end zone, gets 1 foot in. Touchdown, USA on 4th down.
Again, Clark, it's way too far to score from there. A pass should have been very predictable for the defense. Rick was actually very open in the end zone. It was a perfect pass from Beachy to lob it right over the head. Rick, his favorite receiver in the red zone, made a nice catch and dragged that toe in the end zone.
Dan Rick, 2 for 2 on the night for 26 yards, and now they're going for 2. It's USA 6, Bad Axe nothing, and it's a pitch out to number 16. McKay Jones stands up in the end zone for the 2-point conversion, and that is good. So now it is USA 8. Bad Axe nothing in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
The Pigeon Chamber invites you to our second annual scavenger hunt for adults over 21. Learn some history about the thumb and have a great time. For more information, go to pigeonchamber.com.
The Patriots strike first with 10:37 left in the second quarter. It's USA 8, Bad Axe nothing. Bad Axe had their defense with the offense of USA right in the corner, and on 4th down, they pitch it out to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, USA.
Bad Axe did everything they were supposed to. Forced a 4th-and-12 and let the pass get behind them on defense. Just cannot happen. USA with a great play, catch and pass there from Beachy to Rick. Well done there.
Comer with the kick out to the 15-yard line. Line drive into the hands of Dylan White, number four. Rolls to his right on the near sideline. Breaks free. It's two tackles out to the 42-yard line. A heck of a return for the Bannack special teams. Out to the 43-yard line, according to the spot. Bannack's working with a semi-short field.
Yeah, great field position for Bannack. Number 59, Connor LeBlair made the tackle. If he don't make that tackle, Clark, he might still be running.
It is 14-0 now. Harbor Beach over Brown City, doing it through the air and on the ground. A touchdown apiece for the Pirates. First and 10 for the Bannack Hatchets from the 43-yard line. Working off the right hash, left to right across your radio, Ben Braden under center, two men in the backfield. That's McVay and Emmerich to the left. This one's to Emmerich, rattles around the right end, and Bannack USA is to meet him. At the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of one. He stopped at the 42-yard line, second and 11 for the Hatchets.
Number 22, Nathan Melking at the bottom of the pile makes the tackle.
What's Mark Minetti got off his sleeve here for this drive?
Braden has been known to put the ball in the air now and again. I think he's already talking about possibly another run play and then a pass play. I think he's actually talking about what they're going to do coming up here. Try and get what they can on second down and then possibly put the ball in the air, something that maybe will catch USA off balance.
Two men in the backfield, Braden under center, number seven, tight end Bailey Hines to the right. And this is a handoff to the left. Nothing going there. Caught at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one. Emmerich on the bottom of that pile. USA reading the tape very well. And Shane Emmerich down for majority here.
Yeah, Bannack did a nice job getting other guys involved to try and, maybe decoy, use Emmerich as a decoy, so to speak. But when he's gotten the ball here on this drive, they've been ready for him. But Bannack's running very similar offense, very similar formation, and very similar plays. They're going to have to mix it up, or USA is going to have an easy time tonight.
And they come out, three men in the backfield, McVay and Emmerich, and behind them is number seven. And it's a quarterback option out to the left side. Braden keeps it for himself, gains about two, maybe three, out to the 46-yard line in their own turf. And now they're faced with a fourth and eight. Maybe fourth and seven if they're lucky, right at midfield at the 46-yard line.
Probably a punting situation for Bannack, playing a little field position battle with the Patriots right now.
Bannack substitutes in Seth Geiger, Dylan White, and number 50, Dylan Pavlicek. And they're coming out in the punt formation. Number 12, Tyler Labor, tight end and kicker for this team. Stay on his own 34-yard line on the left hash, ready to kick this one away. Gets it off in just the nick of time. Nice high fly ball out to the bounce at the 28. Takes another Bannack bounce and rolls inside the 20 to the 19-yard line, where it's down by number four, Dylan White. And USA has 81 yards for a score, facing them with 8:08 left in the second quarter. It's USA 8, Bannack 0. USA rolling right to left across your radio. First and 10 for USA. Three men in the backfield, T formation. It's a handoff to the right down the middle, and there's a fumble on the play.
Number 28, Brandon Harper dives on it.
Not quite sure who the ball carrier was. We couldn't even see him coming out of the chutes there.
Yeah.
And it bounced to his left right at the 20-yard line. Brandon Harper jumps on it, and doing so, it's about a gain of one.
That could have been a crucial error there for the Patriots. Not sure. That had to be a little confusion on the play. Some guys running into each other. First time we've seen that wing tee tonight, and no surprise, they go right away from it here.
They start to spread it out here. Beachy in the shotgun. Two men to his right. He rolls to his right, slings it out there, out to the 50-yard line, and it's going to be a jump ball situation. Falls incomplete. The intended receiver, number 16, McKay Jones, at the 45-yard line, couldn't bring it in. Good defense coverage there by Bannack secondary, and falls incomplete. Now third and nine for USA, way back on their own 20-yard line.
The 5'7 defensive back, Seth Geiger, doing all he can to knock that ball away. He had perfect coverage, Clark. No room to breathe. They would have taken another absolutely perfect throw from Beachy, and it was close.
Bannack's defense trying to get their offense back on the field after they had a three and out. USA